from KQED.
You know, we're in the building for 10 or 12 hours. And throughout the night, you know, from the time we got there until we left at 6 a.m., you would hear the phones from the various offices, be it cell phones or the building phones, ringing, knowing that people are trying to call to get a hold of these women. And every time one of those phones rang, we'd kind of just stop and look at, just take a quick moment and realize, or look at one of the other investigators and realize, people are probably calling me because they know that these women have been killed. At that point, the names were out in the media, and just realizing the significance of this incident. You'd hear the messages on the facility. People would call in. The messages would play out loud, like an old type of message machine. And I remember one veteran calling in, and he's just talking, saying, you know, how tragic this is, and how he wanted to thank everyone there for the work they had done. And I don't know if he knew these people or if he had been a former resident of the facility, but just, you know, 100 calls throughout the night, I would imagine you'd hear. And not all of them were on the message the machine or anything, but you just hear the various offices and the cell phones of, you know, the women who were killed just ringing, and knowing that these were people who loved them who were calling in and probably just holding out hope that information being released was not accurate. So that's certainly something I'll never forget.